by one table. So what are Let's there? Start off with this table right here.
Bubbles, okay.
Directly in front of me.
This table. He has to come up to get one again.
And then...
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Sandeep.
MashaAllah, I'm honored to be next to a really amazing family. Brother Jose, you did something amazing. What did you do last year?
That is correct. Last year, almost around this time, I embraced Islam. I took my Shahada. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, right? You know, that's the best deed. That's the best thing that any person can do. And that was the best day of your life.
It was. And I will never forget it. It's like I was born again. Like, you know, like something else just happened. It was amazing.
Alhamdulillah. And you have a wonderful family over
yes,
here.
Yes, this is my family.
Have you all also embraced Islam?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Right?
Alhamdulillah.
We say
Allahu
all
Akbar.
Praise be to Allah.
Allahu
when
Akbar.
Did you guys convert it to Islam?
March 3rd.
3rd of March. Oh, okay. So just maybe 2 months ago. Alhamdulillah. So let me start really quickly with Brother Jose. You know, there are so many faiths out there, so many disbeliefs out there, right? So many attractions out there.
A lot.
People don't look into religion to begin with nowadays, right? There are so many distractions. So what made you as an intelligent person look into Islam and alhamdulillah last year embraced Islam?
Well, you know what? My journey started with my kids questioning me. Asking me questions about God and how everything started from the beginning. I personally, I didn't have them. I didn't know what to tell them. I told them, you know what? I don't know at the moment right now, but let me look into it. Let me start asking questions myself. You know, and it took me a while. You know, I saw different religions. A lot of them, especially the one that I was raised with, which was I was Catholic. My religion didn't make any sense at all because the whole thing about the religion that I was in was that we used to worship to a lot of people, you know, and that's one of the things that I didn't want to tell my kids that because I knew from my heart, I knew that was not right, that was not okay, that was wrong, you know.
Which faith, when you say your religion, what was that?
It was Catholic.
So. And so there are many saints in there, right?
Saints, just... worshipping idols, you know, it's pretty much like, you know, keep it short. I just a lot of worshipping idols.
So what kind of questions that you guys were asking your dad that he was not able to answer? Tell us some question. Yeah, go for it, please, Sandra. Yeah.
Like, why do we have to worship a certain god or a certain saint in order to like receive a type of blessing or reward from them?
Alhamdulillah, such an intelligent question. So why did you ask that question?
Because, my grandma, she would take us to church and she would tell us, like, oh, make sure you pray so that way you can, like, receive money, receive something, a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, why do we have to worship to this one? Like, to so many. There were so many that we had to, like, worship.
Saint Joseph and Saint James and Saint Paul, right?
Yes.
And so
Saint
many saints.
Ice cream.
So
yeah.
Suppose if someone asks you the question, you know, mashallah, now you're a Muslim. So suppose if someone asks you the same question now, one of your friends in school, how would you say to them that, you know, we should not be worshipping them or taking them as mediators, but only worshipping the one creator? What would you advise to them?
I would tell them, like, how my dad would, like, tell me, like, Allah, He's the one who created us. He is able to, like, give us the blessings. Like, there's no reason for us to worship the saints because Allah is, like, the only, our creator. He's able to, like, give us those blessings if we ask for forgiveness for Him. So Allah is like our one God that we would worship.
MashaAllah.
Yeah.
They're so intelligent, right?
I want to cry right now.
Yeah, MashaAllah, right? One more thing that you can add is, you know, Allah is all-knowing. He's all-hearing. Why do we need to go through second person, third person? He can hear us and He can listen to us and He knows what's in our hearts and minds. So there is no reason to go through any mediator, not even Jesus, peace be upon him, not even Muhammad, peace be upon him, and definitely not a dead person who is a saint or whatnot, right?
Exactly.
Good question, and mashallah, good answer that she gave to them. Alhamdulillah. So your wife, mashallah, right? She also reverted to Islam. So if I can ask you, you can give her the mic. So what was the most interesting thing that you found in Islam that made you, you know, wow, let me look into it? What was that?
It was really about peace. You know, I seen my husband when he first started. I seen him, he changed a lot.
For the good, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good, mashallah.
Yes. So for me, it was more about finding peace.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
You know, I always advise this. There's like one person who converts to Islam in a family, then they ask me the advice. You know, my mom is not a Muslim, yet my dad or my, you know, spouse, my children, what should I do? How should I convince them? I say to them, now become the best family member, right? So once they see the transformation within you, automatically they may be thinking, you know what? Maybe there is something special about Islam that had such a profound change in my family member. And I have seen many, many families, by the way, right? They all, with Allah's guidance, they all came to Islam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So how about yourself? Suppose if someone asks you the question, what's your name?
Jocelyn. Jocelyn.
Mashallah. So yeah. Jocelyn, if someone asks you the question, one of your friends, that you know you converted to Islam 2 months ago, why should I look into Islam, right? If your friend asks you that question, what would you say?
It's just like, it feels like a lot of joy and like, it makes you like more happier, more like, you just know what to do and know what to say. A lot of different, it's just simple. It's just simple, worship one.
Okay, Ruby, wow. What do you have in your hand?
An alligator.
Alligator, wow. Do you wear the hijab to school sometimes?
Yes.
MashaAllah, I'm so proud of her, right? Alhamdulillah. So suppose if your friend asks you the question, you know, Rose, why are you wearing the hijab, that piece of cloth on your head? What would you say to them?
I will say, it's because I'm Muslim and because I want to.
MashaAllah, yes.
Who do you wear it for?
I wear it for Allah.
Allahu Akbar, right? Allah. That's the first and the most important thing. Anything else you want to say? You know, what is the best thing that you like about Islam? Everything is good, but what do you say the best?
The best thing of Islam is how much peace there is, how much we can relax, we can focus.
And that makes you feel good, right? That peace and that focus and that discipline, mashallah. I think I want to hear from you, right? What's your name and what grade are you in?
My name is Jordan and I'm in fifth grade.
Like Michael Jordan? Like that? That kind of a Jordan? Yeah? Alhamdulillah, what sports do you like?
I like football, basketball, and baseball.
MashaAllah. What sport is left? Only hockey is left, I think, right? If one of your friends approach you saying that, you know what, I see wrong things about Muslims and Islam on the TV and the social media, how would you... What would you say to that person?
My dad would always say, it's not, you don't have to follow the people, you have to follow the Quran.
Very good, mashallah. Then you will give them a copy of the Quran, right?
Yeah.
Either Spanish or English. Just as I asked Jordan, what advice would you give to those people who may not know Islam, they may have fear of Islam, right? What would you say, one good advice from you, mashallah?
I would say, just take your eyes off the media, because the media just portrays Islam as being something that it is not. You know, educate yourselves on what Islam actually is. Islam is a submission to one God. You know, just educate yourselves, look into it.
Which book would you recommend them? The most important book in the whole world?
The Quran.
Do you guys agree with that? Yes,
the Quran is actually it's a book that came down, you know, and it was not for just Muslims. It's a book for humanity.
MashaAllah, that's very good. Alhamdulillah. So this is an advice to each single person out there, right? Our non-Muslim brothers and sisters out there. Islam came for all of humanity because Allah is the Lord and the God for the whole creation. And Quran is not only for the Muslims, the Arabs, and the Hispanic or Indian Pakistani. Quran came as a guidance for all of humanity. So we can send you a free copy of the Quran. You can give us a call at 1-800-662-ISLAM or go to gainpeace.com. I do pray, you know, for the whole family. May Allah, especially for the children here, may Allah make you guys righteous, keep you pious, keep you guided, keep you strong in Islam. And I do pray that may Allah make each single one of you, each single one of us, scholars of Islam, ambassadors of Islam.